Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
You want to set up the LLC within the state that the property is located within.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Heard of crowdfunding and still curious about how you can benefit from it? Well, we've got a step-by-step guide put together just for you by the best ever team and Patch of Land, the industry's leading crowdfunding experts. The best crowdfunding crash course ever, episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173 will provide you all you need to know to get started and begin benefiting immediately. Whether it's getting access to funds for your project or passively investing in other people's deals, the time is now to get started with Patch of Land. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Nellie Acalp. Hi, Nellie.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited to dive right in with you. Nellie is based in Westlake Village, California, which is near Thousand Oaks, California. I actually went to a football camp when I was in high school at Thousand Oaks. I think it was with a professional receiver too, but I don't remember who it was, so I guess I shouldn't even mention that. Nellie is the founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, which is an online legal document filing service. She helps entrepreneurs start a business, incorporate, form an LLC, set up sole proprietorships, and keep a business in compliance across all 50 states. And on today's episode, she's going to talk about the differences between LLCs, S-Corps, and C-Corps, and when to use each of them. So with that being said, Nellie, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Thank you, Joe. So you actually gave the listeners a great background on me, but I am the CEO and founder of CorpNet. I started in being an entrepreneur back in 1997 when I started my first company right out of law school, and grew that business to where it was doing a substantial amount of sales in the same industry, document filings, helping small business owners, startups, in setting up their business structures. We sold my previous company in 2005, took some time off, decided we were too young, too passionate, too bored, too motivated to take on an early retirement, and decided to get back into the same industry in 2009 with my current company, CorpNet.com. And my company, CorpNet, as you mentioned, we provide cost-effective, comprehensive services to real estate investors, startups, entrepreneurs, whoever wants to protect their personal assets. And we provide business filing services to anybody who wants to set up a corporation or an LLC. They want to simply start simple by setting up a sole proprietorship or partnership. Or if they have an existing business and they want to have us help them in keeping that business in compliance with state and local authorities, we offer our services in all 50 states. And what makes us different from our competition is our authenticity in the way we handle our clients, our personal, you know, client relationships that we've maintained, and really keeping that connection with our clients and being a partner with our clients' businesses throughout the lifetime of our clients' businesses.
So let's talk about LLCs and S-Corps and C-Corps. Can you go over the pros and cons of each and what each of them are?
Sure. So I want to start with the LLC. The LLC is a popular asset protection vehicle for real estate investors. It essentially forms a wall that shields individual owners from personal liability. In addition to this personal liability protection, the LLC can also offer some tax advantages and other benefits. So the question becomes, what is an LLC? It's a hybrid of a partnership and a corporation. It's considered to be a separate legal entity. And the following example, in my opinion, best illustrates the LLC's liability protection when it comes to real estate investors. So let's say you have XYZ LLC that holds title to a vacation rental property, and a guest falls from the balcony and the court awards a multi-million dollar judgment to the plaintiff. The defendant in this case is the LLC, not you. And the judgment can be collected only from XYZ LLC's assets, and not from you and your own personal assets as the owner of that vacation rental property. So you as the real estate investor may end up losing your investment in the property owned by XYZ LLC, but your other properties, your savings account, or any other investments that you may have are all safe because the LLC own this vacation rental property. So at the end of the day, it's basically for liability protection, for asset protection, so that, God forbid, if you have property and somebody falls and hurts themselves and come after you, they're not coming after all of your other assets. And setting up the LLC is a relatively easy task. You can either do it yourself, or you can use an attorney or an accountant, or we recommend you to use the assistance of a reputable company such as my company, CorpNet, who can do all the legal filings for you at a fraction of a price, and we can do it quickly, affordably, and we provide the service in all 50 states.
So let's talk about S-Corps. Well, first off, what are the cons? You mentioned all the pros, but what are the cons of LLCs?
So the cons of LLCs, there are a few. One of the things with the LLC is that it is a type of an entity that does not allow the members of the LLC to be employees of the LLC. So, for example, if you're trying to set up the LLC as an investor and you want to list yourself as an employee of the LLC, it won't allow that, whereas the S corporation does. And frankly, you know, there are tax benefits with the LLC, but also with respect to your tax bases and losses. In some cases, the LLC may be a little bit more costly for the real estate investor versus the S corporation. Whereas with the S corp, from what I understand, is that you can reinvest the profits within the company, whereas I don't believe that's the case with the LLC. But I can go into some examples as far as the LLC versus the S corporation. Okay. And one of them is the fact that, as I mentioned to you, with the LLC, you're not allowed to have employees, whereas with an S corporation, you can. The S corporation cannot increase pass-through losses, whereas with the LLC, you're allowed to. And with the S corporation, there's strict requirements as to who can become an S corp, whereas with the LLC, there is none of these requirements. Anyone can become a member of an LLC. Even if you're a trust, even if you're a non-resident of the U.S., so there are differences between the two. And my recommendation is that, you know, we're not tax experts here. Frankly, it's best that you consult your tax advisor or accountant as to what's the best type of business structure for your investment properties. But generally speaking, for somebody who wants to invest in real estate, we recommend that the LLC is the best and it offers the most in tax advantages because it acts as a pass-through tax entity and it allows you to avoid that double taxation that normally is associated with having a C corporation.
What about a C corp? Pros and cons.
A C corporation, again, you know, it's the most formal type of entity. It has a ton of formalities. And again, you have that problem of double taxation. In the eyes of the IRS, the C corporation is a separate entity. The corporation is taxed and any money paid out to the owners in the form of a dividend is taxed again on their personal income statements. This is commonly referred to as that double taxation that I was talking about and can make owning a corporation very expensive to the small business owner or the real estate investor. With the LLC, as well as the S corporation, with these two structures, you're eliminating this double taxation penalty. The LLC is considered a pass-through entity. It does not file separate taxes. Rather, any business income or loss is reported on each individual's owner's tax return. And in the case of a single member LLC, the LLC taxes would be filed under the individual member's tax return. In the case of a multi-member LLC, the LLC would generally file a partnership tax return. But at the end of the day, all LLC profits flow through the owners and are taxed at the personal income rate, which depending on circumstances can be lower than what corporations pay. So we don't recommend the C corporation for the real estate agent or the real estate investor. We typically recommend them to consider either going with the S corporation or the LLC.
If I am living in one state, but buying a property in another state, and I'm paying all cash so I can put it into an LLC because, you know, banks won't loan on an LLC. They want you to be personally liable unless it's a commercial property. So I'm talking about a single family house. Does it matter if my LLC is in the state I live in or the state that it's purchased in?
That's a great question, Joe. The general answer to that is that as a general rule of thumb, you want to set up the LLC within the state that the property is located within because as a general rule of thumb, the laws of that state where the CITIS, where the investment is located, apply. And frankly, the property is located there, so the LLC should be set up there. And with this question that you get, that you ask goes another question that I'm often asked is, you know, okay, so what if I have multiple properties? And what if my multiple properties are all located in different states? And the answer to that question would be, again, set up the LLC where the property is located. Because again, even if you don't, then what's going to happen is you're going to subject yourself to two states' filing requirements and fees. As a general rule of thumb, again, you want to set up the LLC in the state that the actual property or investment is located within.
If somebody has an LLC or LLCs and they've already set them up, but they don't want to keep track of the annual filings that need to take place and the like small fees, or in most cases, small fees that are required. Could they just transfer over those responsibilities on existing LLCs to somebody like your team?
Absolutely. That's a wonderful question. And we have just the service for that. CorpNet last year came out with a business monitoring and compliance tool called our Business Information Zone. And it's basically a business tracking and monitoring service that allows anybody, and you don't have to be a CorpNet client, to register your business entities within this free service so that we can monitor and send you reminders of when each important filing date or tax filing date is due and take care of those filings for you so that you do not have to worry about these tedious tasks and remember everything. And you just leave it to us and we'll take care of it so that you could do what you do best, which is focus on your investments and growing your investments.
How much does that service cost?
It's actually a free service.
The service on filing and taking care of the LLC for your particular, for your LLC. So that's free to file on your behalf on an annual basis and oversee that?
No, the filing, we charge a service fee for, and it's $89 plus the state fees associated with that state. But the actual service to monitor your filings and send you reminders is free.
Nelly, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
My best advice ever for real estate investors is, this is something that I really truly believe in because I actually invest in a lot of real estate myself. So the suggestion I have is that if you're investing in real estate, the minute you walk onto that property, you should know that you're making money on it. So if you're buying real estate, know that from the minute you walk onto that property and you invest money in it, you've made, even if it's a dollar more than you invested, that you're making money. Otherwise, don't invest.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
All right. Well, so am I. Let's rock it out. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.
Have a fire damage property or an insurance claim to settle? You could be missing out on thousands. Call firedamageproperty.az.com and they'll give you options insurance companies don't want you to know about. Call 602-753-8289. Ask for Elijah, the Fire Damage King.
Nelly, what's the best ever book you've read?
It's called Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh, who's the CEO of Zappos.com.
Why is that the best ever?
Because for me, it taught me how a company is a sum of all its parts, and company culture and creating a culture for your employees ultimately benefits your company, and a company powered by service goes a long way in business.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. What's the best ever personal growth experience, and what have you learned from it?
Personal growth experience, I've learned that in business you have to be authentic, genuine, and just do right. Because when you do right and you always do the right thing, things will just happen the way you want it to happen and everything will just go smoothly.
Do you have an example, a specific example of that?
Yes, I have actually a couple. You know, authenticity, in my opinion, really sets you apart. And frankly, when I came out in 2009 with my current company, CorpNet, I was faced amongst hundreds of thousands of competitors providing the services that we offer today. And really, we had a really, truly hard time gaining market share and gaining traffic to the site. And truly, what set us apart in the marketplace is the fact that I came out, I branded myself, I took a bold move, I branded myself as a small business expert, having done this 7 times before, and truly decided that I'm going to put myself out there as a small business influencer and a voice and engage with my clients and engage in a very authentic, genuine way. And the results were phenomenal for us.
Best ever success habit you practice?
don't leave work without answering all your emails and with an empty email inbox.
Whoa, I can't imagine. I do a fairly good job of it, but I sure as heck don't follow that principle. How do you do that when there's an email that perhaps it's you can't really act on until maybe tomorrow or next week?
So in that case, I set a reminder for myself and, you know, email it to myself, and then I attend to it at a later date. But generally speaking, if I'm leaving work for that day, my inbox is empty, and the only emails in there are reminders for myself to attend to things that are coming up at a later date. But really, that's the trick to my success, is staying one step ahead of the game and just being truly organized and planning ahead.
Best ever legal advice that you've received. I know you don't want to give legal advice, but just legal advice that you've received.
Best ever legal advice that I've received in what capacity?
Any capacity.
Oh boy. Don't copy your competitors, and if anybody copies you, take it as a compliment.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Project I'm excited about right now is automating some of the business filing solutions that we have coming up in the upcoming 2016 year, and I'm in the process of publishing my book.
Oh, cool. What's the book going to be called? Do you know yet?
Yes. The book is going to be called Everything Business, From Passion to Acquisition, and it's basically my kind of tidbit on how I started, how I was passionate about what I do, all the way to the steps in starting my business, sprinkled with a ton of personal experience, all the way to when my business was acquired.
When will it be available for people to read and purchase?
We are planning on it hopefully hitting the marketplace on October 1st.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout. Best ever way you like to give back?
I'm involved with a ton of charities. One in specific is the Bumblebee Foundation, but I also love helping children, and I'm very much in tune with working with the children's hospitals and the Alzheimer's Foundation, because my grandma died of Alzheimer's disease, and my grandpa, as we speak, is dealing with the disease.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, and my thoughts are with your family with that, and it's incredible that you're volunteering to help out and do whatever you can to make things better.
Thank you.
Best ever quote.
Failures in business are just opportunities to be seized, and do what you love and love what you do each and every day. Otherwise, why do it at all?
As far as failures in business being opportunities to be seized, have you seen that play out in your professional career?
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't because of all the failures that have happened to me.
You're a natural with segues, because my next question is, what's the biggest mistake you've made in business? So let's talk about one of those failures. What happened?
I would say in my current business, I've made a ton of mistakes because, you know, when you come and think you're a seasoned entrepreneur and, oh, I've got this handled, I've done it, you know, seven times before, I'm going to do it again, it really doesn't go the way you want it to. It kind of is a huge wake-up call for you. So in my opinion, we tended to follow a lot of old routines that really didn't necessarily work in our current business. So I would say what worked then necessarily will not work now.
What's the best ever place to reach you, Nelly?
Best ever place to reach me is email me to info@corpnet.com, or just pick up the phone and dial 1-888-449-2638. You can always visit us online at www.corpnet.com. We have business experts standing by through live chat or on the phone to assist you with all of your business filing needs.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Nelly, and talking about the pros and cons of LLCs, S-Corps, and C-Corps, talking about, you know, just generally speaking, which option's best for real estate investors, which is the LLC. You know, when you were talking about the LLCs, the pros, you mentioned it forms a wall that shields individual owners from personal liability, that it's a hybrid of a partnership and a corporation, so that if people sue you, they can only get the money that's within the LLC. They can't go after your personal assets. The cons being it doesn't allow members of the LLC to be employees of the LLC. And then the S Corp allows you to be an employee of it. You can reinvest the profits, does not have the double taxation penalty. And then the cons, that can't do pass-through losses, and there are strict requirements of who can be in it. And then the S Corp, the pros, that's the most formal type of entity. And then the cons, the problem of double taxation, which is a big old problem where the corporation's taxed and then people who receive the income are taxed as well. And then also, you know, that I asked that random question about if you have existing LLCs and you don't want to keep track of the filing stuff, does your company handle it? Because that's me. I have LLCs and I receive these random letters in the mail once a year that I forget about. And then they come up. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on with this, and I just don't want to deal with it. So I very well might be a one of your newest customers. So thank you so much, Nelly, for sharing your advice. And is there anything that you want to mention to the Best Ever listeners before we sign off?
I just want to thank you, all of you, for the opportunity to participate in the show. And again, I just want to say, for anybody, whether you are a startup or a real estate investor, again, consider the LLC, because we suggest a garden variety LLC at the first, since the first year of any type of business, whether if you're investing or starting a business or investing in real estate, it's always usually riddled with losses. And an S Corp shareholder can only lose up to his or her basis. Whereas with a single member LLC or a two member LLC or more, you can theoretically have unlimited losses within that first year. So consider the LLC. And again, if you have any more questions for us, feel free to reach out to us at corpnet.com or message me on Twitter at corpnetnelly, or just send me an email to info@corpnet.com.
Thanks a lot, Nelly. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, you Best Ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the Best Ever Show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.